Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. On Thursdays, we welcome student speakers each week, and we're very happy to have Ali Zhang with us this morning. I'm sure there are many familiar and fun, supportive faces out here for you. And so we're going to begin our worship with a brief prayer, and then we're going to stand and sing a hymn together. If it's an unfamiliar tune or melody and you don't know it, you can participate as you feel comfortable or just enjoy the voices of others as they sing this morning, and then we'll have Ali come and speak. So I invite you to stand as we begin this morning. Let us pray. We join with the earth and with each other to bring new life to the land, to recreate the human community, to provide justice and peace, to remember our ancestors, to remember who we are. We join together as many and diverse expressions of one loving mystery for the healing of the earth and for the renewal of all life. Amen. We'll continue with hymn number 876. It's in the light-colored red hymnal, if you could find that one in front of you. 876.
Okay, is this on? Yeah, everyone can hear me? Okay, cool. So I'm Allie. I'm a senior here at Gustavus, Communication Studies major and Film and Media Studies minor. For me, those are very important things just because coming to school and getting an education is something that my parents and grandparents have always wanted for me, so I thought that I would present that to you. So a little bit about me. So I grew up in St. Paul and then moved to Stillwater when I was 5. After that, I attended, of course, elementary school, middle school, 2 high schools, PSEO at 2 different schools as well, and now I'm here at Gustavus for college. While attending all these different schools, my parents made sure I was very involved in soccer, softball, basketball. I attempted to swim, didn't really work out. I stuck with dancing. I attempted to sing, and I don't really like to sing in public now. So acting, I did karate for like a day. I think I got like hit and I just cried. So there's that. But my parents made sure I was really involved, kind of like how I'm involved here on campus with different organizations and work studies and internships. With my family, I have 5 siblings. 4 of them and I were all a year apart. So it goes from after August, it'll be 22 to 26. And then my little sister is 14 turning 15. My parents are fairly young. They actually look like my siblings. So like I've had like my friends be like, oh, is this your older sister? And I'm like, no, this is my mom. And they'll be like, oh, is this your brother? And I'm like, no, that's my brother. This is my dad. And they're just like, whoa, they look so young. And I was like, I know, I hope I look like that too when I get old. But we'll see what happens. So along with my parents and my family and like my siblings, my grandparents also mean a lot to me too. With Hmong culture, we're very collectivistic. So everything we do is for our family, and what our family does is for us, is to maintain this family, to make sure we're all safe, we have a place to sleep, we have food to eat, water to drink, and basically all your necessities for living habits. But I feel like with my family, they made sure that I had more than just like something to eat, somewhere to sleep, and water to drink. They made sure I got an education. They made sure I was safe at all times, even though like my curfew was like before the sun sets. It's still like, it helped me because like now that I realized like what they were doing when I was growing up, it kept me out of trouble. Trouble that who knows where I would be right now if my parents weren't there for me. Religion also played a huge part in my life and my family's life. I basically grew up a Christian. I didn't really know what any other religions were. I didn't know any other religions besides Christianity existed. I also didn't call myself a Christian. I still kind of don't call myself a Christian. I'm still kind of in this debate on like where my faith lies. But after talking to my grandparents and everything, I finally understand why God is so prevalent in my life. just because it's kind of like a greater being for yourself, for you to maintain your faith in him, but also maintain your faith in other places. So I mentioned family a lot because today I want to tell the story about my grandpa, who means a lot to me. So this story, when I was 13, my grandparents, they farm a lot. So a little bit of history. Hmong people are from Laos and Thailand, and during the Vietnam War, they were persecuted. So they traveled to France, to the U.S., to Brazil, and sometimes, I think some people went to Australia as well. So my parents came here with my grandparents, of course. And I remember my grandpa saying, like, his generation especially, like, we don't have education, so, like, all we do is, like, farm, so that's all we know how to do. So me being 14, my dad woke me up at, like, 6 in the morning, was like, you're going to the farm. I kid you not, I cried on the way there. I cried for so long. I was like, I don't want to go to the no farm to, like, just sit there. And he was like, no, like, you're going to take care of your grandparents. So I went there. And of course, like, me being stubborn, I was like, I'm stuck here, like, taking care of my grandparents who, like, don't really speak English and, like, don't have an education. But little did I know that day actually changed my whole perspective on what faith means and what family means to me. So the story of my grandpa, I was talking to him, and it was a super hot day. I think it was like 100 degrees, very humid. I was complaining the entire time, but I had to, you know, like, watch my grandparents when technically they were probably watching me. So I was there talking to them, and that was the first day that I ever had a conversation with my grandparents about what it means to be Hmong and kind of our history and, like, the challenges they went through. So my grandpa, like, one thing that I remember for him that he would tell me was, like, you know, when I was your age, I was already in the military and I was already, like, fighting for my people, whereas, like, you're in school. And he was like, stay in school, like, don't get in trouble. Like, we came here during the persecution for you to get an education. And that really stuck out to me because some of you know, like, I really don't like doing homework. I absolutely hate doing homework. I just think it's so dreadful. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, and my professors would be like, I don't like grading your homework. Well, I'm like, then why do you give me homework if you don't like grading it? So, like, I always, like, complain about that all the time. So I would talk to my grandpa and be like, yeah, Grandpa, I know, like, you guys came over here. But he was like, no, like, you don't know. Like, this is how our life was. You know, we made our home. We had to go and hunt for our food. Some days we would just eat, like, hot pepper and rice, and that would be our meal, you know. And I was like, I hate hot pepper. I was like, what? Like, you ate hot pepper and rice? Like, that's super crazy. He was like, you know, if you needed to use the restroom, you would go and use the restroom. If you needed to get water, you would have to walk miles and miles to go find water for yourself. So I just realized, like, it's a very different lifestyle that my grandparents had than I did, and how privileged I am to be able to be on this campus and to get an education and to be graduating in just 2 months. So the overarching point of this story and everything with family is that, like, family is super important, and sometimes we take that for granted. I Googled faith because I know what faith means, but I wanted to Google the synonym for faith, and it said trust, confidence, conviction, belief, ideology, and teaching. I feel like faith, we always put it towards a religious being like God or any other religious beings that we may have. But for me, I think my faith lies with my family. They really push me to be a better person and to push me to do well in life, because at the end of the day, like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. Like, if my grandpa would have passed away while getting here, or my grandma, or if my parents wouldn't have made it or would have gotten in trouble while they were here adjusting to the Western culture, like, I wouldn't be where I was today. So my message that I want to give to all of you is just, you know, where does your faith lie, and what does family mean to you? And then I also invited you all here because I wanted to thank you for being a second family to me while I was away from my own family. So thank you.